Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Tin City Radio.
What you
want to
I'm in a do something mood, you know what I mean? I'm like, damn, you know. It's just like when so much shit gets built up in on you, you just feel like, fuck it, I'm ready to fight back now. I'm in that type of mood.
Is it the brown?
Maybe. I'm just ready to fight back, ready to fuck a nigga up.
What's going on in your world?
Man, look here, my world is never stops. It never stops. I mean, I got motherfuckers coming to me in every which way, but you know what? At the same time, today is the day. If you want to come at me, I'm going to fight back. I'm not bullshitting. Like I said, I'm sipping on this motherfucking Cavassier, as my man, the lady man, say. And I'm tired. You know what? I'm tired. I honestly say, when I'm saying this, I'm fucking tired. But then, at the same time, I'm not, because, fuck it, I'm ready to fight now. Motherfucker, you want to go? Let's go.
You ready to fight who?
All right.
That's just it. I don't know what the fuck. No, look, I'm going to tell y'all like this. Look here, man. I done had a hell of a week. I done battled. I mean, it's like, man. It's like when
you
like, hey, fuck it. I'm tired. I mean, you know, have y'all ever been in a situation where you've been knocked down so many goddamn times that it don't even matter no more? It's like, fuck it, you can keep knocking me down. I'm just going to keep on fighting.
Yeah, I mean, that's
I guess you could say I done caught my second win. Fuck it.
So somebody better watch out.
I have a question. I'm just curious. Okay. So I've been dating this dude. He about to make me punch his ass, but seriously, I'm about ready to just go off and say fuck it. But he has a, I don't know what to call it. Why do dudes say, okay, I live with this chick, but I'm not sleeping with her? You gotta be doing something with her. Like, there's no way in hell you stay with a chick and you're not sleeping with her.
All right, well, now let me ask you. Why y'all having that conversation?
Uh-huh.
Why y'all having that conversation?
Because he didn't tell me until, like, maybe a week ago.
Okay, he told you that he was living with somebody?
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that came out your mouth is you sleeping with her?
The first thing that came to mind was, like, why you lie to me? And he's like, I didn't lie to you, I just didn't tell you. That's a lie.
Well, now, hold on. Wait a minute, the question is, did you ask?
Right.
He
can't lie to
you. I said, no, I said, do you have a girlfriend? He said, no. I said, do you got your own crib? He said, yes. I said, how many kids do you have? Oh, I have three. I have a 19-year-old, a 22-year-old, and a 30-year-old.
Okay.
You gotta ask him if you live with a woman.
I shouldn't have to answer that question. It should have came out.
Right.
I asked.
You asked him, you didn't ask him, did he live with somebody? I mean, maybe you just said, hey.
I had to ask you that. If I ask you, do you have a crib? Don't you think at some point that's the, oh, by the way, I stay with a chick, I might not. Yeah, it's nothing like that. I'm just staying there because my daughter is there. Now, if you would have said that, it would have been a totally different story. But for you to hide it, it makes you think something else. Like, you
well,
can't have.
I don't think he like, did it. You just didn't ask that question. I mean, okay, but now, had you asked the question, you'd have got, I mean, then and he said no. Then you'd find out, yeah, then you could say he was lying. But technically, you never asked the question.
He's lying. You lied regardless of how you try to. Can't nobody tell me if. If a dude asks me, like, okay, do you live with anybody? I mean, do you hang up on Twitter? The first thing I'm going to say is, no. Or, do you hang up on Twitter? Yes, but I stay with such and such, such. Like, if a female say, oh, yeah, I stay with a dude, but we not sleeping together, they're going to be like, she lying her ass off.
Well, Okay, but now here's my thing. Now, if I walk up to you like, hey, you know, I'm going to ask that question. Do you got a man? I mean, who you live with?
I personally think I shouldn't have had to ask that question. If you didn't ask, you
gonna tell the truth. How come you didn't? I mean, shit. You can't say the man lied if you didn't ask the question.
Step up the wall here, I'm gonna beat your ass, Lucci.
Well,
I'm my bad.
No.
You just asked the wrong question. You can't get mad at him because you didn't ask the right question. How is he lying?
So,
you didn't ask the right question. That's not a lie.
Because you cannot have your bakery having to take it either too. Because you have a girlfriend, but you live with another chick.
I don't think it's a lie. You didn't ask the right question.
He lied. And then he continuously said, oh, we sleep in separate rooms. So you think it's even worse if you got whatever. Like I told him, I said, if you got to sneak out of your house to see me, honey.
Hold on. Can I ask one question? How? Yeah.
40.
I know a lot of people at a certain point they do start sleeping in separate rooms.
I mean, it can happen though. It can happen. You can have two people that used to kick it, still live together, but not. And no type of relationship at all.
I don't believe that because if you want to sneak out of your house to see somebody else, then if I can't, because anytime I'm like, let's go hang out, or
how do you know he's sneaking out the house?
He's got to sneak out the house. Yes.
How do you know that though? How do you know he's actually sneaking out of the house?
He actually told you he sneaks
out the house.
No, he's like, I'll meet you around the corner. If I can't pull up in front of your house to come and get you,
hold on. Goddamn, the red flag didn't go off on you then?
Huh?
The red flag didn't go off in your head then?
Did I just say this recently happened? Like, this just recently happened.
Let me ask you. Have you fucked him already?
Huh?
Have you fucked him already?
What?
That's a yes. That's a yes.
Technically, no, but I mean, someone else has to say
bullshit.
No.
Bullshit. You said it three times. Bullshit. That's a yes.
I said technically, no. No, hold on.
That's what you're mad about, because you fucked him already, then you found out he had a woman. Now, come on. Come on. We on Sin City. Keep it real. You fucked him, right?
No. Like,
damn,
yeah.
LaFonda, if we was on Murray, they'd be talking about that was a lie.
No. Seriously, I'm so weird. Like, damn,
if you're on Murray right now, in the case of LaFonda, did you fuck this man already? You said no.
That was a lie.
That was a lie.
I just said he had a full course meal. What are you talking about? He had a full course meal, though. That's what he did.
Oh, look on the baby. Come on now. We ain't kids no more. That man he just ate the pussy. Come on now.
I mean,
40-year-old man talking about, he can't get it up. What is it? I'm 40 years old. Wait a minute. Let me get this right. And I will be next year. I'll be 40 years old.
You don't have as much game as you do either. So what are you talking about?
I'm saying he ain't trying to just eat no pussy. If that's the case, he can stay home and eat the pussy.
No, he can't, because he says she doesn't have the urge, which I think is bullcrap.
Okay. Let's be real, man. He ain't putting on it.
He said, I swear he said she don't have her. I was going to.
Father, baby, look, that's an old school player trick. yeah, baby, I don't even want to fuck. Let me eat that pussy. As soon as you come up out them drawers, yeah, he might lick it. You think he gonna sit there and he got a hard ass dick? He gonna let you put them damn panties back on your ass? Come on, now, McFarland. He done did that already. I know you. Come on, LaFonda, we talking about you. You didn't like the pussy. You don't want no dick now. Come on now.
Actually, I can go without it. It really don't bother me. What are you talking about?
You said what?
It really don't bother me to go without it because dick is not everything. It's really not.
I'm not saying everything, but you can't tell me you done got your pussy ate. And you ain't want to get no dick put in you. Come on now.
Don't be a lie. I'll think about somebody else who is tan. You know. That's still on my brain.
You know what? I'm not going to sit and dispute it with you. Hold on, LaFonda. You know what? You say one thing, I say another. Let's take it to the poll. You know how we do. We're going to start off with liquor store. Liquor store.
I'm thinking about somebody
else in the sand, and I still hold on, LaFonda. Now, hold on. Go to liquor store.
Yes.
You got that pussy eight.
Yeah,
you don't
want to
get fucked.
I get my pussy eight. I feel like what Cat Williams said. He brought dick, too. Yeah.
All right, okay. I see we got Janine online. She done creeped in real slow like. Janine, what's up, baby?
Not so much.
All right. You done got that pussy. You don't want no dick.
Of course.
Okay. Now, LaFonda, you the only woman on here talking about you done got your pussy. You don't want no dick. Come on.
I mean, it
come
don't really matter. Seriously. Y'all really think I'm playing with you. You know how I am. I'm real fickle about that situation.
LaFonda, like,
it really
don't matter to me. You real fickle, but you didn't hit like 20 niggas since the show aired.
Are you sure?
I'm just fucking with you. I'm busting LaFonda. LaFonda, you done got it in the past year. Quit bullshit. You done got it in the past year. Like, come on now. Come on now. We ain't got to archive no shit, but we know you done got it in the past year.
Did you say that you was thinking about somebody else while it was going on?
Yes.
Well, I'm in that situation, too. I'm still going to, we don't do it. Let's get it in.
Okay. I'm talking about.
But he already know who I'm talking about. He already know who I'm talking about. So,
Okay, hold on. Brother, what's
that,
baby?
Nothing much. How y'all doing tonight?
All right. Now, but I got to ask you. I'm going to hit you with it early. You didn't got that pussy yet. You don't want no dick.
I mean, I have been in situations where they ate for a long time and I came a lot of times and I was like, you know, I need a break, but I wanted it later, not right
okay.
now.
But throughout that, at some point in time, you wanted some dick, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Now, LaFonda, that's what, 1, 2, 3, that's 3 women to your 0. Now, you going to sit here and tell me that man didn't put his dick up in you?
I said technically he didn't.
You did say he didn't. You said that all he ate and got full. That's what you said.
This other day I got ate up and I didn't get no penis.
We're getting off point here. LaFonda, you fucked the man before you found out that he had a woman, right?
Basically.
You say what?
Basically, but he lied. Regardless of how you do it, he still lied.
I mean, what I'm saying, and I kind of see what you're upset about is that you gave up the goodies.
I'm not even mad. It's the fact that you keep on telling me you want to be with me, but you steady saying we're not doing nothing together. Don't do that. That's a no-no.
Okay. You know what? I got a question. All right, I understand, Fonda. I mean, we don't agree to disagree on that. But I got a question now, and this is for everybody. I want to know one thing. Do you honestly feel like you can love more than one person?
No. Like, seriously, I treat dudes like I did this to these dudes, like, recently. Well, at tonight's house at 3 o'clock in the morning, I was up and dressed and ready to roll out. Didn't even wake that ass up, locked the bottom lock and walked out.
Okay.
I've been messing with him for, like, over a year. I still do that mess. He's like, really? Like, you come with me out?
Okay, LaVonda, baby. Can you love more than one person?
No.
Okay, that's your answer. All right, look, so you think you can love more than one person?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Brother, you think you can love more than one person? Brother, you still with me?
Yes. Yes.
Hey, you think you can love more than one person?
I'm trying to learn how to love one person. You know what I'm saying?
Good answer.
Okay.
I can't do that. Like I said, I'm in the. I can't do that. Respect that ass. Okay, we got Carla. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on with y'all?
And so, mm-hmm. Who's defiant?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
That's right. Defiant. You sound more like a porno star than I do.
No.
I mean, that's a compliment.
Thank you very much. What's going on with y'all?
Damn. We just network the politicking, but not defiant since I got you on here. Think you can love more than one person?
I believe you can.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about you, Janae? You think you can love more than one person?
Nope.
Say what?
I said nope, not me.
I love myself, so that's not true. I can love two people because I can love myself and love somebody else.
So I'm just saying, but in regards to like a guy, no, okay, when I'm in love with that person, that's who I'm in love with. I could barely be in love with somebody else. I can't, you know, it's hard to be in love with the one person.
Well, let me ask the question a different way. Can you break up with your ex and still love him?
Can you break up with your ex and still love him?
Yeah.
But now, say you found somebody new. You love that person, but you still love your ex, too, at the same time, right?
You ain't in love. You love some certain things about them, but you ain't in love.
Hmm. Okay. But you can love somebody and then be in love with somebody else, right?
That's different. You didn't ask the question. You said, can you be in love with people at the same time?
Well, can you be in love with two people at the same time, like you asked?
Oh, no, you cannot.
No. Not if you feel it's true, you can't.
You can't come up
with love. You 100% in love with one person. You ain't got no other love for nobody else. That's 100%.
That's 100%. Nobody else. Exactly. There's nobody else that can do you like that person does you. You don't even look at nobody else. That's when it's like true love. I ain't talking about somebody you just fucking around with, you may care about them, this
you don't
and that,
have no lust for no other person.
Yeah, you don't have no lust for nobody else or nothing. That's different.
Exactly.
I ain't never been in love with somebody.
Can a situation start that way and then, you know, as time goes on, it evolves into something else to where you still love this person, but you know,
shit, it's been years now, and, you know, love ain't getting no stronger. It's not necessarily dying. It's not necessarily getting no stronger. And shit,
you have a love for that person, but you ain't in love with that person.
Exactly.
So that was the question. I thought the question was, could you be in love with more than one person, but can you love more than one person?
Oh, you can love a lot of people.
Yeah.
I love a lot of people.
A lot of people.
I love a lot of people.
So y'all saying you can't be in love with two people at the same time?
No.
You cannot.
All y'all
be in
agree
love
with that?
I believe you can.
You cannot be in love. In love.
You cannot.
That means undivided.
Your heart belongs to that one person.
It's one. Yes. It's one thing to love somebody, and it's another to be in love.
Hold up. I mean, because it was always said that you can't love two people. All right, it was always said you can't love two people. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that what we all heard?
Yeah, that's what you heard.
Right, I'm saying, but I mean, where is it written that you can't love two people? I mean, is this something that you feel, or this just something that this is just your feeling
it's
alone?
Love, really, love is something that you can't control. You know what I'm saying? Right. That's the reason why I believe you could be in love with two people at one time. Because it's not nothing that you can control. I mean, it's nothing that you choose to do. Your heart and your feelings and your soul tell you that person you're in love with. So it could be multitude. It could be a whole lot of people.
People get love.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if I understand this. Okay, you saying, all right, dog, you say love. Can you love two people? You mean love, or can you be in love with two different women at the same time?
But can you? I mean, you know what? Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Dog, can you be in love? Can you love? I mean, we know you can love multiple people. We know you can love.
Right.
Your sister, your brother. We know you can love multiple people. You know that. But can you be in love with people?
I think you can.
I think you can, too.
You
I agree with you, because it's not something that you can control. You don't
right. You
can
be in lust.
Right, you
some
don't
people can't control
person.
Lust. So you can be in lust with multiple people. But
lust is sexual. If you can sit with somebody and not be intimate with that person, but still have, you know, mad feelings for them, that's you surpass lust. If you can, you know what I'm saying, there's somebody, okay, yes, and you are sexually attracted to them, but you've come to a point where now you can just be with that person, and whether you fucking or not, your feelings are still there. So haven't you surpassed lust?
I agree.
You can control it
at that moment, yeah.
No.
Because you know, in an hour, I'll get
some.
After we had this conversation.
Wow. Really, when it's all said and done, when you in love with somebody, that means that you don't want to give yourself to no other person. You can only see yourself with that person. You can see your future with that person, your day to day with that person. You don't want nothing bad to happen to that person.
And these are our personal thoughts. You know what I'm saying? Everybody may feel differently, but I feel the same way. I mean, I feel the same way Butter feels, because I've been, you know, through a lot of stuff, and I don't feel like I've loved people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I feel like it was either lust or they lusted for me or stuff. I don't feel like I was truly in love with anybody that I've been with except one person. Because if I can get with you, then I can get with this person. You know what I'm saying? Did I really truly love you? I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's just, I don't feel.
Hold on. And all that's understandable. And I'm not condemning neither you nor Butter for what y'all saying. I'm not. I mean, to each his own. But like I said, I asked the question because it's like you didn't heard it. I mean, we all done heard it all growing up. You can't love two people. You only can love one person. And my thing is, where's that written at? Where's the sign at? Well, I mean, I'm just asking.
It's not written.
I'm not saying you can. I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying. I mean, it was just like
I don't know the scripture.
You said what now?
It is in the Bible somewhere, but I don't know the scripture. And I ain't trying to bring up the Bible today.
Using your body to more than one person is one thing, but giving your love to more than one person is something separate.
But it can happen. Technically, you can. It can happen.
No, it cannot. Why not? Like I said, what if you start out in a situation to where, okay, you with this person, and like I said, the love is not diminishing, but it's not getting any, you know what I'm saying? You don't feel yourself like getting out any.
Do you believe in polygamy?
Yes. Believe in being married to more than one person at a time.
Yeah.
Shit, that's so
I believe in it.
But you know what? Mother, you just, I don't know which one of y'all just said that.
I just said it, Miss Butter, yes.
Yeah, but that brings up, what about the people who can marry three or four or five women?
Yeah.
And I mean, in some countries,
I don't believe that they love every last one of them women. They have a job for every last one of them women.
Exactly. Every last one of them serves a purpose.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I'm not saying they don't love none of them, but
hold on.
They got love for all of them. They not in love with all of them.
Well, hold on. We've never been through that, so we can't say that. You know, and that's my thing about it. Unless you've been through it, I don't think you can really say it. I mean, yeah, we could say, like, Mother, and like I said, I respect what you said. I mean, you know, you can't, I mean, but at the same time, you know, I don't have a harem. I don't have a harem of women, so I can't say if I love all of them or not. You know, ain't none of us ever been able to say, okay, we've been in an over relationship, but we even had four or five motherfuckers, this, that, and the other. You can't say that. So, you know, I'm not going to sit there and say that they don't love them. I don't know what the situation is.
I don't know why I heard you.
Hey, man, I love all my
ex. I knew that was coming.
What?
Yeah, I really don't. I don't see how you can. If you truly love somebody, you can't spread your love like between a whole bunch of people. Only one person will ever have your heart if you truly love them. Once you fall out of love with them, then I can keep thinking, okay, I love somebody else. But no, I can't see nobody loving more than one person. Like, it's too much work for you to
fall out of love with somebody.
Loving somebody should not feel like work, though, at all. I mean, and there's a saying, I can't remember where I got it from, but I've never forgotten it. And the saying went, you know, a relationship is at its best when working at it doesn't feel like work at all. I mean, if you're working to love somebody, well, then clearly you're not in love with them anymore. If it's a task to love this person, okay, the love is gone.
Shit. Sometimes you got to work at love.
Wait a minute, hold on, man. Let's take a break, man. We're going to come right back to that. That's something to just kind of think about. Let's take a quick break. We're going to be right back.
I'm a Capricorn, I came here to get mannish. Ooh, I know it's good when you start speaking Spanish. Every sexually, you're full of energy. After I'm done, you're still telling me you won't let a Gemini. Ooh, what a sex drive. She wanted it from the front, back, left, and the right. Baby, I will guarantee to give you everything your body's missing. Baby, are you the zodiac freak I've been looking for, girl? You're sending me
kind of the making,
and you make me stay.
Ooh, we have a kind of the making.
Are you the zodiac freak I've been looking for, girl? You're sending me
kind of the making,
and you make me stay. the feeling you need. Tell me what you want, and I got you, babe. Whisper in my ear while I'm driving you crazy. I'ma smack it from the side while I'm grabbing the thighs. Now I know what zodiac signs are all about.
Y'all, welcome back. Welcome back.
All right, let me ask y'all a question. Okay, now, if you've been married, you've obviously loved your husband at one point in time. You was in love with your husband at one point in time.
Not true.
Well, if you married somebody and went in love with him, then I feel for you. You should have never
okay.
married the motherfucker in the first place.
You're right. Mm-hmm. But that don't mean everybody don't marry somebody just because they in love with that person.
Why would you marry somebody?
Why
would you marry somebody that you're not in love with?
Okay, there's so many reasons.
Hold on a second. If we was together, Gene, I'm talking to you. If we was together, right, I love you. You like me. You care about me. I asked you to marry me, and you say yes. Why would you marry me if you're not in love with me?
I don't know. It was something to do. You know, I'm a woman. I was getting older. I was like, fuck it.
Something to do?
Oh, well. I mean, the life I've lived, I just felt like I was not ever going to find my true love. So I said, fuck it. I cared about him. I'm not saying I didn't.
It's a lot of women.
I wouldn't want nothing bad to happen to him or nothing like that. But for me to say, oh, I was just in love with this person, I wasn't.
Okay, now you married him. You weren't in love. Did you learn to love him throughout the marriage? Or you just never loved him at all?
Not like that, I did. Nope,
yeah,
I sure did.
But look at all of the women who get married to men just because they want stability. They want somewhere to live. They want somebody that ain't gonna beat their ass. They want somebody who gonna take care of their kids, who gonna give them a will. I mean,
okay, I understand that, but I'm saying as far as the man, if the man say, "Will you marry me?" He's in love with your ass.
He might be. Or he might have been a geek when he was in high school, and this babe got big titties and a big ass, and he got money now, and he want to carry her around like a trophy wife.
Or he lusting because you bringing him 2-3 women home and stuff like that. So he likes the sex life. Whatever. I mean, it could be anything.
Y'all ain't never loved me. You know what? I didn't care about that.
Yo.
goddamn, y'all got to be two of the craziest motherfuckers I've ever heard in my life. Yeah.
That doesn't make no sense, because what y'all fail to realize is when a man get down on one knee, he mean that shit. He love your mom and ass. And then for y'all to say, I just made him up because it was just something to do. Or I need a place to stay.
I have met men who married women who got down on their knee and made the woman feel like they were so in love with them, but it was just because he wanted to marry into their family.
Or just because he's been with her so long. Some of them take it like that.
Exactly.
Nah, that's bullshit.
Some of them be with a girl.
It'll be better for me to marry them than to pay child support.
That's bullshit. He still got love.
So women
love you.
Is
he
the
love you enough to say, will you marry me?
He got love, but that don't mean he in love.
That's bullshit. A man don't play when it comes to the proposal shit. A man
don't play. I don't believe that. That's just you. Maybe
you feel like that, but everybody don't feel that way. Not everybody else is a romantic.
Exactly.
Hey, man, let me ask you a question, dog. If you got down on one knee and asked a woman to marry you, do you or do you not mean that shit? You love her, right? Go on, man. If you got down on one knee and asked a woman to marry you, you really love that woman, correct?
I'm assuming I did at that time, yeah.
So it ain't just me. That's 99% of men. Men don't think when it comes to their emotions.
Okay, I have had.
But again, if you're in love with that person, how do you fall out of love? I don't understand.
That's what
I don't know. I don't understand love. I had a man propose to me, give me a ring,
and then a month later we broke up. What does that mean?
Right, exactly.
I didn't understand what neither one of y'all said. Hold on, Janine, what did you say?
I said, I don't understand. Maybe I don't understand love because from what he's saying, if you ask somebody to marry you, you in love with that person. That means there's nobody else that you love. You love that person. You was in love. This is your true love. This is who you want to be with. Okay, you decide to marry them. How do you fall out of love? I don't understand that.
You know what?
He's saying you don't fall out of love.
I beg to differ. Maybe a motherfucker can push you out of love. Because if you sit down, hold on, let me finish. If you sit down, like he said, if he's in love with you and you like you did it for whatever reason just to be doing it, then maybe you did push him out of love. Y'all done made time to hang up. Y'all done pissed him off.
Oh, wow.
What? Nah. Maybe you could push a person out of love.
Answer this for me, though. How could you be so in love that you get down on your knee, give this woman a 2-carat diamond ring, 3-carat diamond ring, ask her to marry you, and then next month, y'all break up?
Hold on. First of all, let's get something straight. I'm not the one to say it, that everything. I mean, that's his belief. That's what he say. I mean, to each his own. I'm not tripping on that. But now, I do believe that in order for me to say that, yeah, I love you, you know what I'm saying, would you marry me? Yeah, some type of love was there. Now, whatever the case is, and you said, how do you fall out of love? I feel like maybe a person can push you out of love. I mean, if you sit there like, I didn't love you anyway, I just liked you, you was all right, it was just something to do, you're going to display that. You're going to show that. So, yeah, at some point in time, yeah, I'm in love with you, but then, yeah, I'm constantly saying that you really don't love me back, then, yeah, at some point, yeah, it's time for me to fall the fuck out of love, too.
I never told him I didn't love him back.
I'm just saying.
You can't fall out of love, man.
It's impossible.
Once you love somebody, you love that person, whether you're with them or not.
That's what made you beg to death at. You can fall out of love. Because the simple fact is this.
Somebody walking through the woods?
You chasing it? Nah. Like I said, dog, That's the one part we beg to differ at. Because I do feel like you can fall out of love. I'm not in love with nobody that, I may have love for you, but that don't mean I'm still in love with you. You know what I'm saying? I didn't fall out of love with you because of the shit you did. Or maybe because then you just weren't compatible.
You know what? I'm a music freak, and I believe that there's like a song for everything. And although it's a different topic, you know what I'm saying? A-Bar MJG made a song called Time. Time changes everything between us. You know what I'm saying? Time changes everything. And it is possible to fall out of love. Since I agree with you. Sometimes you can be pushed out of love, or sometimes, you know, it's just the fucking thrill is gone, and it's just not there anymore. Like, you still, like, my daughter's father, I was cuckoo over that man, you know what I'm saying? But then he started beating on me and doing stupid shit. I fell out of love. I can't love you anymore. The love is gone. And when you pick me up and you fucking body slam me, I'm afraid that the love then went the fuck out the door.
Yeah, the love was beat out the door. I mean, that's two different situations.
Okay, all right, and the same with y'all. Now, if you keep, with you it was a physical thing, but if you keep verbally assaulting me, you think I'm going to stay in love with you?
I agree with that as well.
I mean,
because abuse comes in different forms.
True.
And see, y'all as women, and I'm not saying y'all in particular, but I'm just saying, as women, a lot of times y'all think y'all can say things to us, and we're not supposed to respond. Well, I get fed.
And you know what?
A lot of times,
I'm not giving excuses to all women, but a lot of women who do verbally abuse the next person is because of what they went through. And they don't know how to, they might not know how to express themselves correctly, or they might feel like they can keep you.
Okay, but now when I slap the shit out of you, then I physically express myself. Because
Express yourself. That's what we be trying to tell y'all, express yourself.
For how long to slap your motherfucking ass?
Communication is the key. Not slapping me, because I do not like to be
slapped.
You slap me, and I'm going to pack up my bags and move on.
Okay, I got a question. I want everybody to answer this for me, because I believe you can't be in love with more than one person. I'm gonna start with LaFonda. What's your definition of love?
Love is,
what is love to you?
Talk to that person. You want to be up on that person, like, no matter what they do. Well, what they do, you still love them no matter what. Because my ex, my first love, I fell out of love with that ex. Like, seriously, it was nothing he did. I grew apart from him.
Okay, I'm gonna come back and address that one. Liquor store, what's your definition of love? To being in love, not love, but in love. What's your definition of in love?
We got enough time.
Give me a short version.
I feel like when you can be in a room with a person and there's no words, but yet there's a feeling that's there, you know, you can communicate without necessarily being verbal, or, you know, you constantly have this person in your thoughts and your prayers. You know, you want this person to be okay. You know, they overwhelm your whole being.
Okay, all right. Liquor store, it's only a 90-minute show. Butter.
I asked if we have enough time.
Butter, what's your definition of being in love with somebody?
Being in love is taking that person as yourself, thinking about that certain person and caring about that person as you would care for yourself. If you love yourself this much, then you love that person just as much. You care about their just like she said, you care about their well-being, you care about them being prosperous, you care about their health, you care about, you wake up in the morning, you hungry, you wondering if they hungry. You
okay.
want to make sure that they're taken care of just as well as you're being taken care of.
All right. Define, what's your definition of being in love with somebody?
Okay. Well, to short term it, I would say the unity of becoming one.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
The unity of becoming one. No he is, no hers, but ours.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Janine.
Oh, my goodness. I guess I would say when he's the only one I see. I guess I could put it that way. He's the only one I see. I don't see anybody else. He consumes my entire heart.
Okay. All right, Doc. What's your definition of being in love with somebody?
You want to know my definition? Read my blog.
Oh, damn. Ain't this some shit?
BenCityRadio.ning.com. Go to the blog.
My computer is broke, so go ahead and explain yourself.
Read my blog.
I said my computer is broken.
Okay. Now, everybody remember their definition, right?
That's
now, I want everybody to take about 3 seconds and ask yourself one question. Can you feel that way about two different people?
No.
Nope.
No.
Nobody thinks they can feel that definition with two different people.
Because if I feel like that for one person, then that means I'm being selfish to take them feelings and give them to somebody else. So
exactly.
I'm thinking about you 100%. I'm thinking about somebody else like that. If it ain't my child or myself, then that's selfish.
Okay,
I don't
let me
really
ask
love
this question. Let me ask this question. Other than Janine, has everybody else on the show been in love with somebody at one point in time in their life? Everybody can say yes to that, right? Everybody can say yes to that, right? So everybody been in love with somebody at one point in time in their life, right?
Right.
Okay. Now let's talk about present day, right now. Are you in love with somebody right now?
No.
No.
Then you can, if you answer yes, you can be in love with two different people.
Because you never fall out of love.
If you love somebody, if you love somebody 20 years ago, you're not with that person today.
But you're married with somebody else today.
You're in love with two different people because you always
loved
that person 20 years ago.
No. I loved Brayden when I was 18. I met that man when I was 18 years old. I am 27 years old, and I'm not in love with him no more.
I'm talking about the definition that you gave. You felt like that. If you felt like that towards somebody 20 years ago, you're not with that person today, but you feel like that towards somebody that you're with today. You're in love with two different people. Because once you're in love, once you, like Janine said, once you give somebody your heart, your whole heart, and you're not with that person, eventually when you meet somebody later on in life, you're going to give that person your whole heart. You're in love again.
No, listen.
No, that's true.
Okay.
That's a true statement.
So let me ask you this question then. How about people who have been in love like that, like we just explained, and then that person might have died, and years go by, and they fall in love with somebody else? Is that
whether they're living or dead, you still in love with them?
Once you're truly
in love with somebody, you never ever fall out of love with that person.
You never stop loving that person. That don't mean you're gonna always be in love with them for the rest of your life. No. Because just like that girl said, she was in love with that person and he started abusing her, she fell out of love with that person. That's why it's a word called divorce.
I still have love for him. We share a child. I don't wish no harm on that man. He's fucked up. I pray for him. But would I go back to him?
No.
No.
Hold up, hold up.
It's totally different for me because if I was to see like my ex, my first love again, of course I'm gonna want to see like as an adult, like a real adult. I want to see if we can actually make it. That's different.
Girl, ain't nobody fucking with your crazy ass. Hey, you, I'm fucking with you.
You said what?
Ain't nobody fucking with your crazy ass.
First of all, I'm not crazy.
Shit.
I am not crazy.
Everybody crazy in his ass, sweetheart. Everybody crazy in his ass.
Now, see, now, you know what? Now, here we go.
I got to second that one.
Thank you.
You just want to start. I ain't said nothing. Every answer I told you, I respect your answer. You're just trying to start with me tonight.
I mean, but you saying a female is crazy. That's
I want to talk about you.
She's joking.
If you've been on this show long enough, you know that damn girl is crazy.
But
yeah, she knows she's crazy.
But what I said seems to have offended you.
Actually, I'm not crazy. I'm just a little touched at times. Like, he's made me jab out every once in a while.
Every woman and every man has that kind of that personality.
Okay, once again, though, here's the thing. I want to talk to you, though. See, this is the thing that I'm talking about. But then you say, I got attitude, Paula. Why get mad?
Ain't no reason for you to get mad.
If you call in, I said, you know what? I'm going to be open and objective to everything she said. Now, haven't I been open and objective to everything?
Well, you can stay open and objective.
Why are you attacking me? Why are you coming at me?
I'm not attacking you, sweetheart. It's okay.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Breathe.
Oh, no.
It's all right. I was just joking with you. Breathe. It's going to be all right. Just like you was just joking with her. I was just joking with you, okay?
No, I'm just fucking with you.
Okay?
I'm not crazy. Like, I'm sure you think I'm really crazy. I'm just a little touched. I mean, I have my moment.
No,
Everybody has their moment.
So. Yes, we all have our moment. Well, I have to jump out. I think I've been doing good, like, so far.
Okay, this is my thing. Do y'all think I'm wrong? Because, like I said, I would never want a man to slap me, but I have slapped a man.
You slapped him enough to fuck up. You got me on all you want. Put your motherfucking hands on my
slap
your ass.
I actually blacked out, and he said that he had to, like, you know what I'm saying, hold
me. Black out again. You going to black out again. Don't put your motherfucking hands on me.
And I know people shouldn't fight and stuff like that, but I think a couple of times I deserve my slaps, so I couldn't really say that. I don't condone fighting with your mate, but yeah, I have to admit I was just wrong.
You know what, Janine? I would have to agree with you because it was a couple of times I might have, you know, brought that shit on myself. But to the point where you pick me up and you fucking body slam me. I mean, I'm thinking, okay, you've gone too far. I'm not a man, and whatever I said could not have possibly been there. I can't be.
Because you know how men say, I slapped you because I love you.
Oh, well, I don't know how
that. Like that, when I slapped him, it was because I felt like, damn, I ain't never loved nobody that much where I got that anger and slapped him.
Hey man, I ain't never slapped no female, man. I've never done that.
We're not talking about fight no more. Check this out. Hey, we gonna go back, man. A couple of y'all done heard this before. But I gotta dedicate this to my man Chris. My man, Chris, stay up, man. Keep your head up. You about to come home real soon, man. Take it up.
Please.
Huh?
Is he okay?
Yeah. My man got to sit down for a little minute.
Oh, my
down.
God.
I know.
What the hell?
He going to be all right. He going to be all right. But just something me and my man, me and him, Father Time worked on. I told him, he asked me, hey, man, play it in my dedication. And I'm going to play the dedication. If y'all ain't never heard this before, little kid called Club.
Hold on a second, man. Hold on a second before you play it, dog. Y'all got to excuse the commercial at the beginning. All right, go ahead, play it.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe, the company that has settled more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. can settle your debt too, while you make one low monthly program payment. You now have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. To find out how much you could save, call Freedom Debt Relief, 1-800-928-1065, 1-800-928-1065, 1-800-928-1065.
That's right. We be clubbing. Everybody like when the girl shake something. Nigga, don't pull nothing. We just bumping and banging like it ain't nothing wrong. Get your club on. What's up, motherfucker? It's your boy Ace. I got a fucked up story for you bitches and motherfuckers. So sit back, bust your sack, and crack your yak. Cause these motherfuckers going clubbing. It's my boy Kaz's birthday. Shit, every day a nigga birthday like me. But let's get this motherfucker started. Cause they trying to get in the club. And I'ma tell y'all now, it's a big black motherfucker that's really gonna give them a hard motherfucker time. And it's gonna be like fighting a polar bear in the phone booth. But if they game tighter than mosquito pussy, they might just pull this off. Clubbing.
Oh shit, it's my motherfucking nigga birthday. Damn. I hope this nigga just go to the fucking club tonight. Last shit this nigga had that motherfucker at his grandma's house, his drunk ass uncle getting all fucked up, eating the chicken, then throwing the fucking chicken bones back in the fresh ass chicken. Fuck. Hello? What up, fuck boy?
Nigga, why the fuck you keep calling in private? Ain't no secret you live with your mama.
I know, nigga. These party line hoes keep calling and it's fucking with mom.
I thought you learned your lesson after that one old bitch. Wasn't she clocking like 70?
Myrtle was cool. What was wrong with her, fam?
Nothing besides that great rap she had.
Man, nigga, some men think that great shit sexy.
Who, Judas and Jesus? What about that ensemble she had on?
Come on now, you gotta admit, she was dressed up jiggy though, from head to toe, nigga. I'm talking about Dosky the Bonner, nigga. Shades, baby fat jeans, apple bottom coat, nigga, motherfucker, stilettos.
Man, bitch look like an old ass teenager.
Old ass teenager, man, whatever, nigga. So, you gonna swoop a nigga or what?
Man, first I gotta grab my cousin, dog.
Alright, nigga. But you know what happened last time when them niggas jumped us with them damn dogs in that cold ass rainy alley?
Mister, was it bad? Did they?
What do you think, chump?
Damn. What's eating you?
A goddamn German Shepherd. That's what's eating you. Where was you?
I had to go back to the apartment because I forgot my raincoat.
You went to... You... This nigga went to get a motherfucking raincoat.
Son of a bitch!
Remember what that
Yeah, true. Goddamn it, this motherfucker calling now. I'm going to hit you right back, dog. What up, dude?
What up, cuzzo? Well, since it's your birthday, I guess the nigga can go and have a drink with you.
Oh, shit, you going to go and buy a nigga a drink?
Hell no, nigga. I said I'm gonna have a drink with you. I done sold all my stamps for the month.
Nigga, how you act like you doing me a favor and coming to drink with me? That a bitch.
Wait. Real talk, you got a toothbrush and some shoes I can borrow tonight? You know, that bouncer dude be tripping.
Nigga, did you just ask me for a toothbrush?
Yeah, what?
Man, I gotta jump in the shower, man.
Yeah, nigga, because you know, nigga, we going to kill him, motherfucker, tonight, cuz.
Yeah, you going to kill him, I'm going to kill him, but the club finna juke about 45 minutes, man. I ain't even got dressed yet.
Cuz.
What?
Let me hold down some of them little silk boxes.
Man, get your ass off the motherfucking phone, nigga. Bye.
I damn, there's some fire-ass kush here. Ooh. Oh, shit, I'm on. All right, y'all, check this out. These motherfuckers headed to the club in a big sexy motherfucking Navigator sitting on the 28th with speakers kicking like Jim Kelly and Enter the Motherfucking Dragon. Whew, shit, let's see how this shit pans out.
God damn, nigga, this line going fast as fuck. I ain't never seen no shit like this at a club.
Damn, what's wrong with that nigga?
I don't know, nigga. He look like he got to the pearly gates and Jesus showed his ass his track record.
Oh, shit, wait a minute, wait a minute. Hey, does that you smell like an old walk-in closet at a thrift store?
Probably. When I put on this shirt, something crawled in and bit me, man. Now use some of your Gucci cologne in your church shit.
For real. For real. Gucci spray gonna kill the spider in your shirt. Go ahead, nigga. Here, bring my keys back.
I'm drunk right now, baby. But Raymond about to go to the truck, and he see these two punks who think they done struck their luck. Man, that's all fucked up.
Hey, nigga. Hey, look at that nigga right there sitting up with that motherfucking nail.
Yeah, nigga, we need him tonight. We need to get that nigga right motherfucking now. Feel
man, give me my damn keys.
There you go, man. Shit, my fault, man. Hey, I gotta take a test, man. I ain't finna wait in this line.
I mean,
I'll be pissed on my damn
self. Man, why the fuck you just can't wait till we're gonna start the club? Damn. All right, nigga, you get your ass in that alley if you want to. You better hurry your ass up, man, because this black-ass bouncer, he tripping.
Man, I'll be back, man. I'm just going to piss in this alley, man. I'm going to go piss by the truck. You don't mind if I do that to you.
Man, nigga, don't piss on my wheel.
Hey, nigga. Give me everything, nigga. Give me the keys to that motherfucking navigator and all the money in your motherfucking pocket. And you better not say you ain't got shit.
Well, you know what Raymond was thinking right about now.
Next.
Sign say dress shoes.
Them flip flops with a flower on them. Next.
What's the charge?
Sign say dress shoes.
These are dress shoes.
You got a better chance of throwing them back on the power line you got them from. Next.
Meanwhile, back in the alley.
Look here, nigga. I want them motherfucking keys.
Hey, check.
Yo.
We ain't getting nowhere with this motherfucker, man. You know what? He look like a street nigga. Hey, check this out, nigga. You know, we be on the block, and them peoples come.
Right.
Shit, nigga. Whenever I got some shit to hide, I tuck that shit in my cheek.
Mm-hmm. Strip, nigga.
What's up with you, Pippin, man? What's the cover charge for this here thing, baby?
Can't get in them dress shoes.
Yeah,
matter of fact, you should have brought me back Newports. I might would let you in.
What you talking about, Pimp Jills, hey?
Ain't that where you got them forces from, the gas station? Next! Denzel. What's up, Denzel?
What's going on, baby? You know, man, I appreciate the compliment, baby. You know what I'm saying? How much this cost, man?
Oh, you can't get in, though.
What? You just called me Denzel.
Well, you looking like Denzel from Glory. You should be looking like Denzel from Training Day. Next!
Hey, man, that's fucked up. These niggas still left this nigga in this damn alley.
Man, we done checked everywhere. And I mean everywhere.
Nigga, you feel like giving these keys up yet, nigga?
You know, I could say this is pretty much what Raymond's feeling like right about now.
I feel like going home!
Next.
I'm all the way from California, man. How you gonna tell me next? Look here, man, I don't say next twice.
What the fuck you think your ass talking about you don't say next twice? Nigga, who got the authority to say that?
Read sign.
What sign?
Right there, 27.
I don't care where and when you from. Next is... Next. Man, fuck you!
Next!
Yeah, man, I'm trying to get in here so bad, baby, I'll pay anything.
Man, you can't get in here with them shoes on. Them shoes are fat, dog.
You know what, man, everybody keeps saying you a motherfucking dickhead, but you all right with me, man.
Yeah, like I said, man, them shoes is fat, P-H-A-T. Probably hurting all your toes. Next!
Oh, now that's real fucked up. They done left my boy down there for about 15 minutes, curled up like a baby with a big dick. Oh, shit, finna get a little bit worse for Raymond. Here come a motherfucking punk walking down the motherfucking alley. Let's see what happens.
Oh, my understandable Jesus. I am fucked to the up. Ooh, what did I have? A coconut pneumonia? Oh, my God. Call me escape because I must be dreaming. Look what I done found here. Huh? Looks like the damage is done. You can't get hit by a freight train twice. SOS! SOS! Who you be with? Who you be with? SOS! Beach. Beach. Stop yelling in my motherfucking ear. Beach, call for help. Go get my cousin Cass. Beach, help. Help! Quit calling out that distress signal. Beach. Say help, bitch. Don't nobody understand. Beach. Help. Bitch, please help. Call out. Stop calling SOS. Don't nobody know what SOS means. Bitch, help. That's what it's called. Go to the line up there and get my cousin Cass. Okay? Cass.
That's a goddamn shame. Look how fast that boy running with them goddamn heels on.
Hello? Hello? I'm looking for Cash. Cash! Cash! Come here! Give me a hand!
Hey, bitch, I don't know you. I ain't gonna be running amongst the fog with your motherfucking faggot ass. Bitch, you better tell me what the fuck you want now.
It's your cousin.
Who?
Remo!
Oh, fuck. Shit, man. Let's go. Oh, come on. Let's go.
Now they wanna go check on the nigga. Shit, ain't that a bitch? Motherfucking police done showed up. No damn well, Cass ain't about to go in that alley with them damn police.
All right, everybody stay calm, everybody stay calm. Did anyone see what happened?
Yes, yes, I did, officer.
And what is your name?
My name is Twyman.
Okay, Twyman, did you see anything that happened?
Yes, I did, sir.
Motherfucking bitch! Keep going, sir. Please, keep going.
And they was just beating him and...
Oh, cocksucking and, ass snitch!
And I...
Don't suck my dick, bitch!
I can't work under this kind of pressure. I want to file sexual harassment.
I'm sorry. You can't file sexual harassment charges.
Then what the fuck am I doing here talking to you here?
Man, it's a damn shame. They gonna get them fags and rights one day. All right, y'all. Y'all tune in next week so we can see what the fuck happened. See if Twyman gave up the info, amongst other things. See what happened with Raymond. Check it out, y'all. Y'all know how we do it. We be clubbing.
All right, y'all. Welcome back.
Something's wrong, y'all.
That's just another night at the club.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
I should have married.
You say what?
Yeah, I might not
want to
go back to that club.
No. My cousin Raymond, he don't want to go back.
Oh, baby.
You had a bad night at the club. What can I say? All right, now I know a lot of y'all, some of y'all have heard that before. A couple of y'all ain't heard. Look, so what you think about the club?
I agree. I'm thinking you might not want to go back there. I'm thinking you might take that one off the club spot list.
Okay. Define. You like the club?
Man, stay away from it. Far away.
I'm just saying that was just a night at the club. I see we got a new caller. What's happening?
Hi, it's Rippy.
Hey, baby, what's up?
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Good.
Fine.
You?
All right. Is that Miss Pussy? It is. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
What's going on in your world?
Nothing.
All right.
Dylan, taking these pain meds to stay out of pain.
Thank you.
You say you doing what now?
Yeah, she don't sound like she in any pain right now.
Right.
She don't sound like she in any pain.
I'm not.
I bet.
Don't you see me coming? I'm about to move your ass over.
What?
Road rage.
Somebody just a little bit of road rage.
Road rage.
See me coming. Like, it seemed me coming and still,
okay,
like, coming.
Okay. Now, damn, you on the radio show.
My bad.
Damn, people. I'm tighten this ship up. I see that now. These motherfuckers just say it. Bust to the phone. Hold on. This motherfucker got road rage on the show. God damn. I don't say this is a comfortable show, but goddamn. Nevertheless,
my bad. Would you have rather me had a car accident and then y'all would have heard the car accident?
Is that a trick question?
Girl, you go ahead and have your road rage.
Let it all out.
Oh, Lord, I'm about to let something out in a minute.
Make sure you have enough tissue.
About to shut up.
Where's Father Time?
I was right here.
Hi.
What's happening? How your webcam thing going?
Fine.
Oh, okay.
It's been popping the last couple of nights.
Oh, you got to tell us to come to SinCityRadio.Ning.com.
Yeah.
You know how we do it.
Mm-hmm.
I told you how someone was in there to check us out.
All right, now check this out, y'all. I got to give shouts out to Defiant. Who else in there? Define, what's your sister name? I don't want to say it wrong.
Divine.
That's why. She's some everything on that motherfucker. My man Charles Love Child. Hey, look here, man. That chat room be getting hot and heavy, man.
Oh, yes, it does.
Y'all got to get up in there, man. That chat room be going off.
What chat room is this?
Oh, on SinCityRadio.com. We got a little chat room. We got it. I mean, we go hard in it. They go hard. Oh, man, I got to tell you, dog. Shout out to my man Charles. One of the newest. We a new member on SinCityRadio.
All right.
Oh, they cyber raped him last night. They cyber raped him. Defiant the Love Child, they cyber raped him, man. They talked shit to the man. He jumped off the chat room. He jumped out of that. I already know what he did. He went straight in the bathroom.
What chat room is this?
SinCityRadio.Ning.com. We got a little chat room to go in. Not the webcam. It's the chat room. Got a little chat room, right? As soon as you go on the page, you can't help but see it. And I mean,
it's
when
not
I
on
say,
the front page.
When I say they had him running, dog, they had him running. Man, they was coming at him so quick and so fast. By the time he answered one, another one talking about, motherfucker, I'm sitting on your face. The other one talking about, motherfucker, pull your dick out.
Damn, I wish my computer was working.
Right. You know, slap them balls. You know how it goes.
Yeah, they talk about slapping balls and putting his dick out, man. That motherfucker.
Right.
Hey, like I said, but my man was a soldier. He stayed in there. He tried to battle them, but, man, they cyber raped him.
that's that initiation. You know, I have to break him in.
Hey, he came back like 5 minutes later like, all right, I'm back.
Right, he
showed it, didn't he? I got damn, they just tore his drawers off his back.
meet up with us up in there. It's nice, though. Good, clean fun. That's all.
I don't know about the clean part, but it's good fun.
Okay, good dirty fun. Real daddy, real daddy.
Yeah, real dirty, real daddy. If it was up to that chat room, boy, I'd have got my jelly wax several times a day.
Daddy is daddy.
So, man, did G Money say, I get my jelly wax seven times a day?
Mm-hmm.
Twice on Sunday.
Is somebody tongue tired? Eat a head pussy through them hard way.
Yeah, you got to be a bad motherfucker to talk shit to them, though. I ain't going to even lie to you, man, because, hey, them three, they go hard on you, too. It's like they just sit there. They like vultures, man. They sit there and look at a man and come up in there. As soon as a man come up in, hey, shout out to my man Anthony, too, on CityRadio.com.
Yeah.
He tried to bang with him too, but they tore his ass off too. They won every dude about the chat room. I swear to you. They won every dude.
They
ran you so quick. You ain't even been in that 2 minutes. They got, as soon as they told him, I seen one time, they said, all the time, pull your dick out. All the time.
Right.
They just ran you out of the room.
I missed it all. Oh, my computer, man. Who can fix my computer?
You know you can go off your cell phone.
Yeah, you can go off your cell phone. You can go. That's the beauty about CNC Radio. You can work this shit straight off your cell phone, man. Yeah.
Well, the beauty about, the thing about me is I don't own one of those things.
Are you serious?
I'm so serious.
Android, smartphone?
I don't own one of those things.
No Android?
No.
Wait a minute,
let me call
you Wilma Flintstone?
I am Wilma Flintstone, if you want to call me that.
It's okay.
I mean, I have owned cell phones, but every time I get a cell phone, I either get it stolen or it breaks or I lose it, so... I waste a lot of money on something that...
That's true. I love my cell phone. That motherfucker comes in handy so much now.
I know, right?
But like I said, we need... Hey,
I sleep with man, so...
We need more fellas up there. They running the fellas ragged, though. I mean, it's like... It's like the pre-purchase jumping on a Von Erich. It's like 3-on-1 every time. They be killing them.
Man,
it'd
be like 3-on-1, 3-on-2.
I can't get on.
Hey, we need a lot of ladies. Come on, ladies.
I'm saying if my computer was working, I'd be on with y'all. Just.
Hey, I was in there with Waylo, man. They had Waylo stuttering. I'm like, how the hell you typing stuttering?
I forgot all about that. They been bringing Waylo up out of there. Man,
we call him Mandingo. He was talking shit.
Okay.
Mandingo had to go.
Oh,
and, he was banging y'all though. He was banging.
He was getting in for a minute. He was for a minute, but he had to go.
Hell no.
Wow.
I just stood strong. I just stood strong for the duration.
Yeah.
Okay. Ain't nobody gonna say they ran you out.
All the time. I know that it's not you saying you would have stood strong. Wayno is like the biggest freak I know. Like, and that's saying a lot.
I forgot. You gotta defend Wayno. I forgot all about that. I'm just mad I brought up his name.
Well, he had to get ran up out of there. Poor Wayno.
Wow, that's amazing.
Not the LaFonda.
What?
You're going to defend that Waylo.
First of all, Waylo.
You just defended him. Don't try to change it. You always try to change shit.
I'm going to keep it real. I've never had nobody put out a motherfucking box before. Like, seriously. Like I said, I got to give him his props because he had took my ass down. Thought I was going to take that ass down.
Yeah. Okay, I'll see. I'll see. Yeah. chat room now. We got Love Child, we got Keita, we got Father Time and myself. Mm-hmm. Okay, man, it gets wild in this motherfucker. It gets real wild.
Wow.
I want to ask you a question, though. Would he have been able to put it down if he didn't bring that box?
Actually, he still put it down without the box. The box was like that. And he said he didn't even use it. And he pulled, like, two things out of a box. He said he said usually he used everything in a box, but he wasn't filling up the bar like how he should have. So.
Mm.
I mean,
you had the you had the you talking right. A little too much now.
What that mean?
All right.
He told y'all that. What is y'all talking about? That same day, that next Tuesday I called. That Tuesday I called. We hooked up that Monday. That Tuesday I called. He told y'all the same thing. What are you talking about?
I'm saying, though, when you hook up with somebody else, you can't get mad.
Why am I going to get mad? Have I called him? No, I have not called him. What are you talking about? Really? It was sex. That's what it was.
You know the rule, right? When a woman always talking about a man. when you hook up with somebody else.
I just don't understand how the dick can be so awesome and you ain't never went back for seconds.
Because I'm working so much. Like, I've been, my kid's birthday is 2 weeks, 2 weeks after Christmas. I'm about my money first. Fuck a dick when it comes to my money. I'm about my money first. Now, anybody will tell you that. I don't pass up on no money. None.
That ain't what I heard.
I came from work to his house. What are you talking about? Took a shower at the job, got dressed, and went to his house. What are you talking about? Please.
So, like I said, why you didn't go back for seconds? Because I'm pretty sure
maybe,
if you ain't working, you got time to sleep.
You said what?
Maybe he ain't giving up seconds.
Oh, wow.
Y'all ever thought about that?
No.
I didn't even hear what she just said.
They don't like, fuck her crazy. Oh, my bad.
What? Do I need to come through the phone on your ass, for real?
Excuse me?
You heard me.
I wasn't even talking to you.
Oh, okay.
I was talking to the phone.
Okay, I'm glad you cleared that up.
He couldn't have been talking to me either because I ain't heard shit he said.
Mm-hmm. Janine, you heard me, right?
I heard everything.
Okay. He's talking to me.
Well,
he's talking to me. He just tried to clean it up.
Nah, he wasn't talking to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I feel like this. Not every dick is meant for you. Waylo's dick was not meant for me. Even though I'll take that ass up down again. I will take that ass down again. Let it be offered up, I will take it down.
You didn't take it down the first time. He took you down. Ain't that what you said?
It was an equal thing.
We didn't hit it
like that.
Nah, we didn't. He got the best of me. Seriously. Mm-hmm. I got caught off guard because I just knew it was going to be garbage. Like, in my back of my head, I said, this is a piece of bullshit.
He showed you that he can tell you, huh?
Hey, Define, where y'all at?
What?
Where y'all at?
I mean, everybody keeps talking about the chat room. I mean, that's all fun. We need to. Where is our little get together? We need a get together.
We were supposed to have an anniversary party with everybody.
No, a something.
I mean,
right.
Sounds
good.
You know what?
Meet and greet.
Hold on. Now, I got one thing. I got to ask this one thing. Who all coming? Now, I don't want to hear that old. I gotta do this. I gotta do that. I mean, you know what?
What? Where are you gonna be at?
Now hold up. I tell y'all what, let's do it like this. If this is me and my man Father Time, and I think I can speak for him when I say this, we'd love y'all input on it. Where's the best place to meet? Which city's the best place to meet in? I mean, give us y'all input on it, and we'll try to put it together. But we need some input. I mean, I hear y'all keep talking about this meet and greet, but ain't nobody giving us no input. I damn sure don't want to throw no party. Me and him, the only two sitting there.
Oh, I'm done. I mean, honestly, Cass, you know, I'm really shitty about the situation because if you have it at this moment and you know I can't go, I'm going to be like, really, you know.
Oh, well, better be real shitty than real shit at all.
Come on, now.
We are recording for you.
Nah, see, I mean, really. Wait till the weather change because I can't come right now.
You can come whenever you want to come.
You know, I can come right now, actually, but you know what I'm talking about.
You know what we talking about. Shit. Gonna be a San City party, y'all.
Come on, man.
Check it out. Put y'all input in. Hey, y'all, everybody's going
to get it. I probably think this should be at Gary because I've never been to Minnesota. I don't plan on ever driving to Minnesota.
I ain't never been to Gary. And I don't plan on ever coming to Gary.
You's a liar.
He's
a liar.
I'm about to spend the soda. Oh, my
God.
It
is not happening.
I mean,
from Gary, too.
I mean, we got to be open-minded. We got to go on a place that's where it's going to face that. I mean, if we got more people based in Gary than we do it in Gary, we got more people based in Indianapolis than we do it in Indianapolis. We got more people based in Minnesota. We're doing in Minnesota. But, hey,
yeah.
We need their input. We need to know what y'all thinking. I mean, who willing to travel, who not going to travel. We need to know all this. I mean, like I said, we want to put it together. Trust me and my partner been trying to put this together for, what, over 2 years now. I mean, but we need input.
What was that? Coming
up on 3 years. That's amazing, man. 3 years, dude.
Right. We would love to have a 3-year anniversary party where we could put a party together. But, I mean, hey, we need the input in order for it. So, let's check this out.
So everybody can get involved.
Right. For the month of December, we need that input. And we need that input so that way we can make a decision. And from there, we can go.
When is the anniversary?
It's like February the 17th.
It's like when?
Oh, man.
February 17th.
February 17th.
Oh,
okay. February 17th be
That's
3 years.
We take you however you come, butter.
We can finish it off in the chat room, so you know he's gonna cut us off.
Mm-hmm.
Like that did that last time I was on. Oh my God, that was like we was in the middle of a deep conversation and said, "Look."
Yeah, they just cut you off.
That's it. Y'all need to get along with
yourself. I'm saying.
Damn, I wouldn't have had enough of you people.
You know it ain't. I need my back pop, though.
All right, man, let's do this, man.
I do so bad.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I got to work with this chick tonight.
All right, Janine, you got any last words?
What, she makes you horny or something?
Oh, my goodness. You are really horny.
I know. I mean, she got to work with a chick. I mean, does she make you horny or something? Make you want to?
No, I can't say anything.
I'll say LaFonda don't get down like that, so she say.
So she say. Right. Till the right one come and blow her mask.